Hello, Bessa Plastic Surgery, Terry speaking. Oh, hi, how are you going? No, I'm going well too. Of course I have, absolutely. Oh, for the hospital. Oh, yeah. No, maybe we'll just use some abbreviations. So for the fleur-de-lis, put FDL, capital F, capital D, capital L, and then put FDL abdominoplasty. Or you don't even have to do that, just put abdominoplasty. It just really describes the way he's doing it. So if you just put abdominoplasty plus bilateral gluteal lipectomies, that should do it. That will that all fit in? Oh, two more. So you could do you could take out, or you could do for bilateral, just put BIL. Abdominoplasty and then put plus BIL gluteal lipectomies. With a full stop after it, so it's abbreviated from bilateral. That should do it. Oh, good. Excellent. I know they get you to fill in so much stuff that it's like, anyway, doubled up upon. Anyway, what else do they need from you? But oh, everything else is all right. Good. On Sunday. Okay, I wonder when you're coming. Okay, so you're coming on the 10th. Is your mum coming down with you then to Luke, or is she coming later when you get out of hospital? Okay, all right. All right. All right. And I think, go on. So basically, you come in here at 11 o'clock. Now, the hospital from our rooms is really, oh, like, I don't know how many Ks it would be, 5 Ks or something. Like, it's really close. It is. It is. So we're on Middle Brighton. I mean, you could even get the train if you wanted to, but I doubt you'll want to do that because you have all your stuff. But it's that close. Like, so there's Middle Brighton. And then there's Brighton Beach and then Hampton. And it's two stops. So it's really close. It's really close. And it's Lineker Private Hospital in Lineker Road. It's so close and there won't be any traffic at that time. So it'll take them 5 minutes, 5 minutes away to get you there. Okay. All right. Oh yeah, of course, absolutely, absolutely. And look, oh, I've never watched it online. I don't. Oh, wow. No. No, I know, but it's good. I mean, look, I think you're quite exceptional in that you love to go and sort of look at these things. I think a lot of people just don't want to, you know, they just say, oh, you know, some people are too scared to even look at their wound or wash their wound or look after it afterwards. It's quite funny. We have so much trouble getting people to wash their suture lines, and they go, oh, I don't want to touch it. Oh, I don't want to look at it. No. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's all that sort of massage and things. And then David will sort of, I mean, he'll give you lots of instructions afterwards about looking after. I mean, sort of the principle is just keeping your suits and lines clean and dry. I mean, everyone just heals in their own time. And what we want to do, you can't speed that up, but you can slow it down by it getting infected and those sorts of things. So we sort of basically that's what we're doing is just trying to get you to heal without any complications. Oh, absolutely. And I'm sort of in the rooms all the time, and my background's nursing, so I can always look. And then we also have a mobile number here. We can take photos of your wound and send it in if you're worried about anything and you don't want to move, all those things. Okay. So, yeah. Yeah, just ask David when he come in. So he may take photos, before he closes, before he puts the dressings on. But he probably wouldn't do it because, I mean, obviously when he's scrubbed, he can't do it. But afterwards, because they sort of take all their gloves off before they put the dressings on. So I know with some procedures, like with eyes and things, he takes photos, and there's certain procedures. Maybe not yours so much, but if you want some, absolutely, he can do that for you. All right. Okay. Oh, you. Oh no, you don't have to do that. But no. And I mean, all our patient sort of photos before and afters are really private, so anything that gets shown to someone else, they need your permission to do that. So and they're not kept. Oh yeah. Oh no. No, he would. Oh well, look, you let David know about it because he does it all. We don't even, like, the staff, we don't have any access to the photos, so they're all kept very private. No. Oh yeah, we don't have those either. He has them, but you let him know, and yeah, he'll, because he deals with his website and things. We don't do that. All right, but that's really nice of you. Yeah, well, yeah, that's lovely of you, Luke. Yeah, oh, it's exciting. Yeah, it's only 2 weeks. What did you have today? Oh, are you? Oh my God, that's fantastic. That is so great. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Good. Yeah. All right. All right. Well, stay well. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Good. Yeah. You just wash your hands before you put anything into your mouth. Yeah, that's money. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, good on you. Good on you. Yeah, no, that's all right. No, happy to chat to you anytime, Luke. That's my job, and love my job. I've got the best job in the whole world. Okay. Well, I'm going to see you in 2 weeks, but hopefully, well, I might talk to you before then as well. Okay. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And yeah, we'll support you all the way through until you leave. Okay. All right. All right. Good. So you should. Well done. Okay. Good on you, Luke. All right, well, stay well. Okay, bye. Bye.
Bye.